Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Coming up in the next hour on the programme, the results of the vote of no confidence are about to be released by the Garda Representative Association. That's in confidence in the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, and we'll bring you the very latest on that. We'll also have the story behind the resignation of Irishman Bernard Looney as CEO of BP. And Adam McGuire will be with us telling us why milk, cheese and eggs have gone up so much in price. Now, though, an investigation has found that some bars in Corfu, which is a very popular tourist destination in Greece, saved customers unfinished drinks and then resold them to tourists as shots, according to Greek authorities. They discovered the practice during an operation to identify businesses that evade taxes or sell illegal drinks. And it's just the latest chapter in Greece's battle against the sale of illicit alcohol in bars and nightclubs. Damian McAnulla is an Irish journalist in Greece and he's on the line now. Damian, good morning.
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, that's right.
It's a little stomach churning, Damien, this.
It sure is, yeah. I mean, that was a new piece of information that bars were actually saving slops or saving unused spirits and then pouring them into a container, which they then used to, which they then served out to subsequent customers as shots. That is quite unsavory to say the least. And the whole this operation in Kavos, it's a notorious party destination on Corfu. Those tests were conducted in late August, early September. Mm-hmm. So, as you said, they found.
So just to be clear, what we believe these bar operators, owners and staff were doing was going around the tables and gathering up all the unfinished drinks, putting them all together. And then you go in and you say, yes, I'll take your five shots for €3. And they're so cheap because you're drinking somebody else's leavings.
Yeah, that's my understanding, that these drinks were the leftover drinks, the leftover spirits were poured into a container, and then they were served out as shots to by unscrupulous bar owners to unsuspecting patrons, right. Tourists.
Yeah, you don't expect a shot to taste nice, do you? So you'd probably accept if it's grim.
I mean, a lot of these things are served out very late at night. They're served out to customers who maybe, you know, spent a good bit of money in the establishment during the evening. So I don't know how aware people are of what they're drinking at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. So that's also a problem. I mean, a lot of the times when people are consuming these free shots, I don't know if they were free, if they were paid for or are free, they're not really too aware of what they're consuming.
And so the inspectors who found this, they were going into bars looking to find tax evasion. That's the reason why they did the inspection, was it?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, in Greece, all businesses are obliged to physically hand out a paper receipt to all customers for all goods, because if a receipt isn't issued, then it's unlikely then that VAT has been paid on the goods. So during those raids, the officials found that they found 8 establishments were not issuing receipts, and they estimate that up to €250,000 of alcohol had been sold by those establishments without receipts being issued. So that's why the state is so interested in these incidents. They want the tax and the duties from the alcohol.
And are they testing the alcohol as well? Are they taking it away in some cases and finding out exactly what's in there?
In that particular case, we were told that the samples were sent to the labs. I mean, there was a suspicion that in addition to the drinks being reserved, there was 8 bars were found to be selling alcohol, and there was no lot numbers on the bottles. Now, lot numbers are numbers put on by the manufacturers that help with product recall and various other things. So there was no lot markings on the bottles, which led to suspicion that these bottles were actually adulterated alcohol. So on the outside, they looked like your normal bottle of whiskey, your normal bottle of vodka, with all the labels and the caps and everything on them. But actually, they're bootleg. They were manufactured either in Greece or abroad and imported, and then sold by these bar establishments. So the advantage for the bar owners is they buy these bottles very, very cheap. they can sell them on. So again, it might look and taste like a particular product, but it's not. And usually this alcohol is produced using ethanol, which is a very potent industrial grade alcohol that's mixed with either genuine product or other materials to make something that looks and tastes like an alcoholic drink.
Damien, this is terrifying. Like you're talking to people here now, many of whom will have had a summer holiday in Greece or might be planning their next trip to Greece. It's very popular with Irish tourists. This is a real concern. Like how widespread is this practice, would you say?
We have bits. There's bits of information every few months. There's reports in the paper about labs, warehouses, and laboratories being raided in Athens, where police will find the whole bootlegging wherewithal. They'll find bottling machines, bottles, labels, caps, boxes to put the drink into. I mean, everything that the bootleggers need is there. So we have reports that the labs are being discovered, and I mean there was one I think a few months ago where the police estimated that the people running it made €500,000 in about 6 months. So it's a very, very lucrative trade for the people involved in it. So we know there is evidence that there are labs. We know then that ethanol has been imported illegally. There's been a few cases where in one case a Bulgarian tanker truck that was supposed to be transporting chlorine, customs officials found that there was a secret the tank had been actually divided, and there was a secret concealed tank inside that contained 12,000 liters of ethanol, which wasn't being declared. So I mean the assumption being there then that this ethanol was destined for these laboratories making the bootlegged alcohol.
So all this points to the fact, and you'll explain this to us, that alcohol must attract a very high rate of tax, does it?
It now does. I mean, when I first came to Greece, I think a bottle of a well-known Irish whiskey brand, I think it cost €12. It was half the price in the supermarket, I should say. It was half the price of what you'd pay for it in Ireland. But because of the crisis, it was a financial crisis in Greece about 10 years ago, taxes and excise duty were increased. So alcohol has gone up in price. It's still very, very cheap compared to Ireland, I have to say. So I think that bottle of whiskey would now cost around 19 or 20 euros. I think it's 30 euros in Ireland. So the cost of alcohol has gone up. So that has added an incentive, of course, to the bootleggers to up their game as well.
And have there been any health incidents as a result of this use of ethanol?
Again, that's difficult. I mean, there must be. We do know that in February of this year, 18 students in the port city of Patras, it's a city in Western Greece, they have a very big carnival before Lent that attracts tens of thousands of revelers. So 18 students in that city were hospitalized. And again, police said that they believed that they had consumed a batch of bootlegged drink, and that the reason why they were hospitalized was there were complications. I mean, ethanol, it is used, it has lots of common uses, used to clean skin infections, it's a disinfectant, it's used in the pharmaceutical industry, but you really are not supposed to drink it. So police believe that in that case the students had consumed a bad batch of this alcohol. But apart from that, there haven't been, we don't have any evidence that of large scale incidents involving people consuming this or having major health problems after. But we can assume that it must happen.
Yeah, it's probably very difficult to prove after the fact. And the other fact, and we know this when it comes to some tourist resorts, that a lot of drinking happens. So it's difficult to say, well, you were sick because you overconsumed, or you were sick because you consumed bad or bootlegged alcohol.
That's it. I mean, people might blame it on a bad pint. People might blame it on a bad kebab or something afterwards. So it is very hard to prove that the way you feel after a night out in Kavos in Corfu is due to having overconsumed genuine alcohol, or having consumed somewhere along the way a glass or two of bootlegged alcohol. So as you say, it's very, very hard to prove. And I should also say that I would believe that the vast majority of restaurateurs and nightclub owners in Greece serve genuine alcohol, and you can be assured that what you're getting is what it says literally on the bottle.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. Yeah, we accept that. But I just wonder, would local people ever consider going into a late night bar in a tourist resort and ordering a cocktail?
Certainly, Greeks are by nature very suspicious. They're generally very suspicious of people they don't know, and that can be a good and a bad thing. But I think Greeks, when they hear about certain incidents in certain tourist locations, they will always blame those incidents on bootlegged alcohol. So it's almost like a panacea here. I think they believe that the problem is much more widespread than it is, but they certainly would be quite suspicious about seeing certain offering drinks at a certain price. I mean, they would say that if it does sound too good to be true, then it probably is.
Yeah, well, we'd say that here too, wouldn't we? But when we go abroad, we seem to forget that advice.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, people do enjoy their holidays in Greece, and they do enjoy the consuming alcohol out in the open and out in the warm weather in summer and everything. So people maybe do let their guard down a little bit, but certainly I think a bit of caution is always advisable, no matter where people are holidaying. I think you people should be cautious.
I wonder how you'd know. I mean, obviously, if it tastes vile, you know pretty quickly that it's not what they've said it is. But are there other methods you can use in order to be ultra careful about what you're being served?
I mean, I'm sure there's some chemical methods out there. I'm not aware of them, but I just think people just need to demonstrate some caution. One good sign is, you know, frequent bars and restaurants that Greeks also frequent. So I think that's always a good piece
that's
of advice.
A really good, simple piece of advice, but it's a good one.
Yeah, if you see a place full of fellow tourists, then maybe just think twice. It's always good to, and that goes for food as well. If you see Greeks eating at a restaurant, that's a pretty good sign that the food there is good.
All right, we'll take that, Damien. Thank you very much. Damien McAnulla there, Irish journalist in Greece. We have a quick break to take before the news.